As the number of Holocaust survivors dwindle, so do their first-person remembrances. So Henry Goldie is willing to share his story with anyone who listen. When he was 11, Goldie and his family were rounded up by the SS in Poland. He spent 5 years in a series of concentration camps, something he shared with an overflow audience last week at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum.
Not because I want them to feel sorry for me. The people that died, you know, you can't help them anymore.
Goldie says time is getting shorter for him to share his story, which he says illustrates what some people are capable of if they think they can get away with it.
And the world that we're living today, it's just horrible. You know, the world didn't learn nothing.
Goldie has written a book titled Ragdolls. It's his contribution to a genre that is famously defined by Anne Frank's Diary of a Young Girl. It turns out Anne Frank's father, Otto, was an amateur photo enthusiast in the 1930s. 70 of his snapshots have been reproduced and blown up. They have a temporary home in a gallery at Green Bay's Neville Museum. The display, Anne Frank, a private photo album, is coordinated by the Anne Frank Center. Hillary Eddy Stippelman is a program manager with the nonprofit. She's training area teachers on how to teach kids about the Holocaust.
You know, get them to think, you know what, this person who was murdered really wasn't all that different from me when I was that age. So that's the goal of the exhibit. And then the other piece I wanted to show you are the facsimiles of the photo albums. And these are... there are only a few of these made by the house. They're the exact replicas of the family's photo albums and of the diary. So you can see Anne's handwriting.
The albums were almost lost forever, thought to be among items looted from the Frank family's hiding place in Amsterdam. Stippelman says they were anonymously mailed to the Anne Frank house sometime in the 1990s. She says it adds another dimension to Anne Frank's famous diary, documenting her time in hiding before she was sent to her death in a concentration camp. Stippelman hopes today's kids can apply lessons from the exhibit and from Anne Frank's writings to their own lives.
We really get students to look at, you know, where do you see people being discriminated against? And they see it in the playground, they see it in the lunchroom, they may see it in their own home, they see it in the media, and to get them to understand that once you have discrimination and stereotyping happening, that this is step one to what can end up as a genocide.
Survivor Henry Goldie estimates he's spoken before thousands of school kids over the last several years, and he does think the message can get through to them.
I get letters and letters on top of letters from children, you know, saying how much they appreciate and how much I changed their lives, you know, because they used to hate everything, you know, and everybody and all that, and they learned something from me. So I'm glad to hear those things.
Out of 3,000 Jewish people rounded up from his village, only Goldie and a few handfuls of others survived. After being liberated by the Russians, Goldie eventually made it to this country, where he held some very American jobs, including New York cabbie, Florida land salesman, and Wisconsin tavern owner. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.